Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you and going to conclude on the subject of overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. We're going to review quickly what we've talked about this far. The Bible says that if we're led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. If we're not God inside-minded and focused on Him, since we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, we will hinder us from being led by the Holy Spirit. If we have ties to the world, then we're going to be hindered by the flow in the Holy Spirit. If we don't have the Word in our heart, the Word in our mind, if we don't put it first place, then we're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit because He's going to do things in line with the Word. If you don't check out the things you hear in line with the Scriptures, you're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. If you don't walk by faith, you walk by your feelings, you don't believe on the Word of God apart from your feelings, it's going to be a hindrance. If you don't trust God with all your heart, it'll be a hindrance to being led by the Holy Spirit. If you lean to your own understanding and you don't acknowledge Him in your ways, then it's going to be a hindrance. Of course, we've got to have our heart right. We've got to be pliable before the Lord. We've got to learn to deny ourself and not allow our flesh to rule us. Don't follow the feelings, which is the voice of the flesh. And you've got to be sure that you commit your way unto the Lord, casting all your care upon Him. And if you'll be walking in the ways of the Lord, step by step, the angels going forth are going to prosper your way. Of course, we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to be one who's going to enter into spiritual warfare and drive out all of our enemies. And we've got to learn to be a sheep. We talked about the sheep follow the shepherd very closely. They listen to his voice. And we've got to learn to recognize how God speaks. A word behind you, a still small voice, an inward witness. He's going to be leading you and guiding you. We were talking about the fact that at the conclusion of the broadcast, that when we are listening to the voice of the Lord and following the leading of the Holy Spirit, it is going to be peace. Peace is going to be the umpire. All the paths of the Lord, they're paths of peace. And we want to be sure that we do things at the right timing. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just is a shining light. It shines more and more under the perfect day. We want to do things at the right timing. As you are walking with the Lord, it's going to shine clearer and clearer, or more and more, until a time, that right perfect day, that appointed time, when you're going to do the things God wants you to do. Don't get behind. Don't get ahead. Just learn to follow the peace of the Lord. And when things are clear and God's directing you, you'll know exactly what to do. Another thing that's important, and that is to watch following personal prophecy. Personal prophecy should confirm things that the Lord has already spoken to you. It should be in line with the Word of God. You should witness it. It should be confirming what God is directing you to do. You know, we certainly believe in prophecy today. At the same time, we see a lot of personal prophecy that's gone forth that's not of the Lord. It's got to be in line with the Word. It should be confirming what God has spoken to you. It should be directing you, and certainly any prophecy, it better be coming to pass if it is truly of the Lord. Another thing that's important, we've got to prove all things. If we don't prove all things, we could be deceived easily in our life. The Bible says, prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Be sure that whatever's coming to you, you prove it in line with the Word. And also seeing that it is going to come to pass, because anything that God speaks that's going to be led by the Holy Spirit, it will be confirmed in your life. Another point is we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says we're not to be drunk with wine, we're in a success, but we're to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. As you learn to praise and worship the Lord, it'll cause you to be full of the Holy Spirit. And as you are full of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, it's a continuous process, then it's going to enable you to be led by the Holy Spirit. We don't want to be a quarter full or half full. We want to be full of the Holy Spirit, not only through praise and worship, but also through prayer. In Acts chapter 4, they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. This is the continuous filling that's to occur in your life. And then they went forth and spake the word of God with boldness because of the filling, the anointing of the Holy Spirit released. That filling is for service to lead you in being led by the Holy Spirit to do the things of God. Another thing that's going to help you is learning to pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, it is going to edify you. It is going to build you up. You are speaking things in the realm of the Spirit. You are actually praying with your Spirit, and you are releasing the Holy Spirit's power through you. It causes a filling of the Spirit within you. Praying in tongues is very powerful. Paul said, My God, I speak in tongues more than you all. And remember that praying in tongues is your Spirit praying. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my Spirit prayeth. And everyone who has received the Holy Spirit since you're a believer, you have the ability to pray in tongues. You can do it at your will. In Jude verse 20, it talks about building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, praying with your Spirit by means of the Holy Spirit, it'll cause a filling of the Spirit, and you will be influenced and led by the Holy Spirit in your decisions and your actions. We know in Romans chapter 8, it talks about how the Holy Spirit helpeth our infirmities or weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, He makes intercession for us. And He's going to pray through us according to the will of God. This is why you want to pray in tongues to release the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Another thing that will help you to be led by the Holy Spirit is learning to minister to the Lord and fast and pray. That's what they did in Acts chapter 13. There at the church, there were prophets and teachers, and they were assembled together. They were ministering to the Lord. They fasted, and then the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them." And then they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them and sent them their way. And they're being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. They departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Here we see that through ministering to the Lord, praising and worshiping Him, fasting, letting go of the natural, and getting into a spiritual atmosphere to hear the Lord, and praying, they heard the Holy Spirit speak. The Holy Spirit spoke and directed them what to do. Another thing that's important to be led by the Holy Spirit is you got to seek Him for direction. Here in Acts 16:6, here they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. And then they were come to Mysia, and they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Otherwise, as they were wanting to go forth, the Holy Spirit was directing them. When they were not supposed to do something, He was forbidding them or showing them that they should not go in that direction. He would show them what to do. This is why we've got to learn to seek God for direction. Remember, we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He'll direct your paths, and praise God, He will show you the way, the direction that you need to go in. Another point for being led by the Holy Spirit is we've got to be sure we're hearkening to the angels or the voice of the Holy Spirit. If the angel is used of God to speak to you, you need to hearken to it. In Acts chapter 8, verse 26, the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, "Arise." Told him what to do. And then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near." See, the angel will speak or the Holy Spirit will speak and direct you in the ways of the Lord. Another thing that is being led for the Holy Spirit to operate in your life is through visions and dreams. Visions can be used of the Holy Spirit to bring forth revelation. You need to understand visions. In Acts chapter 16, verse 9, a vision appeared to Paul in the night. They can be night visions or they can be day visions. And here in the night he stood a man of Macedonia, prayed him, saying, "Come over unto Macedonia and help us." And after he'd seen the vision, we immediately endeavored to go into Macedonia. The Lord showed him what to do through the vision. Then in Acts chapter 9, verse 10, Ananias was a certain disciple at Damascus, and to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias, behold, I'm here." And here's where the Lord directed him and to go to a specific place where Saul of Tarsus was to minister to him, that he'd receive his sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit for the anointing of God for him to go forth and be that chosen vessel to preach the gospel. We need to be available to receive these things from the Lord and don't deny them. If a vision comes, if it's coming from the Lord, it's going to be giving you some direction. Peter had that. He fell into a trance. The heaven opened. A voice came to him, and he was speaking to him. The Lord was speaking to him through a vision. When he thought on the vision, the Spirit would speak to him. If you get a vision, think on that and keep meditating on it, and thank the Holy Spirit for bringing you the revelation. Acts 18:9, the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, told him what to do. We've got to learn to follow what the Lord tells us. Also, we can use dreams. And you've got to be sure that you are following what the Lord directs. Don't interpret dreams yourself. They are spiritually discerned. They can be very clear, telling you exactly what to do, like how they warned Joseph in a dream, telling him to go to Egypt. It would warn him and tell him not to go into Galilee. Also, dreams can be used against Pilate's wife here. She suffered many things in a dream because of Jesus. I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit can do things through dreams. They are usually have a spiritual symbolism. Sometimes they're very clear in what they direct you to do. Otherwise, they have to be spiritually discerned. And the interpretation is supernatural with supernatural discernment. Don't try to interpret in the natural. Get the interpretation from the Lord before you go acting upon it. If He gives you a dream, then He'll reveal what the nature of that dream is and the revelation of it to you, the interpretation of it. What's going to be the results if we're led by the Holy Spirit? He's going to lead us by the still waters, Psalms 23:2. He'll lead us safely, Psalm 78. In Psalms 106, it says He saved, delivered him, and redeemed them from destruction. He leads you in the right way, and you'll be led forth with peace. You won't stumble, and the angels will go before you. And praise God, He's always going to lead you in the ways of peace. How are you going to be led? You're going to be led by the Word. You're going to be led by hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit through that inward witness by your conscience. Angels can be involved. God can use visions. He can use dreams. And He'll speak to you with a word that seems to come from behind you. And He's going to lead you and guide you. It'll always be in line with the Word of God. He'll also speak to you with that still, small voice. And remember that the mark of the Holy Spirit leading you, it'll always be accompanied with peace. Let peace be the umpire, so you are led by the Holy Spirit. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.